You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm sorry, but the Hooker Monks are unavailable to take your call at the moment as they're listening to Electric Language. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Gobble here, and this is Electrical Language number 183. Now, I'm recording this on a sunny Sunday afternoon, the 27th of September 2009. You may hear in my voice I've got a bit of a cold and got a bit of a dry throat, so I'm not sure how much talking I'm going to do. But as usual, I'm going to start with an instrumental. This one is a long one. It's by HCB, a band from Sicily. In Italy, of course, and that's going to be followed by Paper Moon from Winnipeg in Canada, and then we've got Almost Friday from Salem in Oregon in the United States of America. Now, not only is this first instrumental by HCB a long one, but it's got a long title, so here it is, HCB with A Dusty Book, A City of Lights. Yes, well, the energy levels stepped up, didn't they, during those three songs. First of all, A Dusty Book, A City of Lights by HCB. HCB, as I said, are they're from Sicily. Come to me courtesy of Hidden Shoal Recordings from Australia. And on their Hidden Shoal page, they tell us that HCB are named after the great French photojournalist Henri Cartier-Bresson. Sicilian quintet HCB are masters of a similarly evocative art. Their expansive sound, rich with detail, is a clear reflection of a band at the height of their creative powers. Now, there is a fantastic album available via Hidden Shoal Records called Soundcheck for a Missing Movie. And yes, a lot of it is fairly cinematic in feel, but nevertheless really good instrumental music. I can certainly encourage that, and I'm very grateful to Hidden Shoal for putting me onto them quite some months ago, actually. Probably 3-4 months ago I've downloaded that album, and I've had that knocking around, and it just sort of resurfaced again this last week. Followed by another track that resurfaced this last week, that was by Paper Moon from Canada. And sorry, I just got some funny noises in my ear, and I don't know if they are going to have come out in the recording. Looking at it, no, that's okay, they didn't show up in the recording. So I'll carry on, despite the fact they just reappeared again. So let's see, the song was What Are You Going to Do With Me by Paper Moon. Now, Paper Moon, I've played them before. They're from, is it Winnipeg? Yeah, Winnipeg in Canada. And their new album came out, should think 4, 5, 6 months ago, called Only During Thunderstorms, which I duly sent off for and paid money for. And you can obtain it via Endearing Records for $11.99 and no doubt some postage. That's $11.99 in Canadian dollars, I'm pretty sure. Not bad value, actually. I really enjoyed that. Bit more of an edge, I think, than Paper Moon's previous two albums. It's good, enjoyable stuff. Only During Thunderstorms, and then we moved on to a band from Salem in Oregon. They're called Almost Friday, and that song was Beyond This Point. Now, there's something about that song, particularly the sort of, you know, the music, the guitar playing in it, that just reminded me of Another Girl, Another Planet by The Only Ones, which is why I really wanted to play that one for you. That came to me via the Music Submit service, and many thanks to them for that. Now, let's just give you some websites. Almost Friday you can find at www.almostfridaymusic.com. Paper Moon are at www.papermoon.ca. And let's see if I can... If I can't see an artist website... Yes, I can. For HCB, bear with me a moment, and hopefully it's just coming up. Oh dear, I'm going to keep on talking. I'm just looking at the Hidden Shoal Artists sites, and it tells me that I can find HCB at www.hc-b.it. So that's where you go. Now, next band up, next artist up, is from England, a Londoner, I think. He's called... it's called Stillman. Sorry, that noise appeared again. There's something when I click my mouse, and Windows Explorer is doing this to me, and it's really off-putting, but I'm pretty sure you don't actually hear the horrible beep. Anyway, we're going to pay Stillman, who's from London, and his song is Liver Spots, and I'll give you all the details after I've played this, because I'm going to try and get rid of this horrible noise.
Yeah. Oh,
Yes, so as I said, Stillman is from the UK, and I'm pretty sure that I've managed to get rid of that horrible noise that was beeping away in my ear in the meantime. Sorry, I did listen back to that last section, and I could have done better. But anyway, yep, Stillman from the UK. Stillman is the name of Charles Sandeman Craik, and can be found at www.stillman.mu. That's S-T-I-L-L-M-A-N. .mu or myspace.com/StillmanUK. Stillman, nom de plume of Charles Craik, as I said, and he was many things before the advent of the alter ego Stillman. Here's just a small selection. He's been a teen headbanger and bass fiddler. At the age of 12, he bought a £20 Rickenbacker copy from a classmate, and there followed a period of unwisely large hair and a note for note covers of Iron Maiden and Metallica songs, so no wonder he wanted to move on from that. He then became an ale thwarted songwriter in his Britpop days. His band Cab was courted by Parlophone and Creation Records, amongst others. During that period of time, he dropped a guitar and the bass player blew his amp mid-set by spilling a pint of beer over it. He then became the malnourished, knob-twiddling hermit. A reclusive time followed, which he refers to as the ready brick and baked bean years. He set up a home studio and began doing session work as a bass player and classical guitarist. And then he became Stillman. And he has recorded assorted albums over the last 4 or 5 years, culminating with the recent release of the album Blood Dark Sea, and I believe that song Liver Spots comes from that album. Do go check him out at the websites www.stillman.mu and myspace.com/StillmanUK. Let's move on to the fifth song in today's podcast. Another band from London, The Cut, K-U-T. All-girl band, and I got an email from Luigi of Criminal Press Records asking me to consider playing them. They have been described as possibly, and I love this way, that possibly, just let's have a little get out, you know, possibly the best beer in the world. Well, this time it's possibly the best all-female band the UK has ever produced. I think that possibly tells you it's a matter of opinion. I'm not sure I share that opinion, but you know, they are good, it's okay. And they've got a new single out called, it's a double A-side single, Doesn't Matter Anyway, and Closure, being released on Monday the 19th of October on Criminal Press Records and other labels. They're set to tour the UK from the 9th to the 19th of October to promote the single. And trying to see if I can find a website other than the things I've been given. Oh, here it is. There's a MySpace, myspace.com/ The Cut Girls Rock, T-H-E-K-U-T Girls Rock. And this is the other side of their double A-sided single. This song's called Closure.
Memories, the colour's gone. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was Closure by The Cut, possibly the best all-female band the UK has ever produced. I quite like Bananarama myself. Anyway, I didn't do a podcast last week. It was quite a busy weekend for various reasons. I'm trying to think what I did, but seemed to be active throughout and just hadn't given any attention, any thought to selecting the music for a podcast. And I know that when I just throw one together, I'm not happy with it, even if very often a number of you are kind enough to say that you quite enjoyed it. But anyway, so I didn't have the time. I didn't really have the inclination. So I made sure that I was going to be able to do one this week and selected the music for it. And then Friday night, I just started coming down with this cold. Yesterday evening was fairly streamy. We were out with some friends, went and had a nice chili supper. It was very nice, very enjoyable. Today, well, Caroline and I went out this morning for our usual walk on the beach at Lee on Solent, followed by breakfast, bacon and eggs in a cafe there, and it was really good to get some fresh air. But I've got a slight headache and I'm feeling a bit throaty and flummy or whatever. Brilliant timing because I've got the flu jab booked in for next Saturday. Anyway, we'll see. Next weekend, being the first in the month, will be the next podcast for Pulse 98.4 FM. So it's going to be a longer one, and I've already started thinking about the music for that. Friday, actually, I received an email from Melinda, who I'm sure you all know by now. Melinda from Sopron in Hungary, sending me three great songs, and, well, two of them are certainly going to be played in that podcast next week, possibly three of them. I'm trying to put together a good selection of music for Pulse 98.4 FM. I was told that the week before last, podcast number 181 was played twice on Pulse. I think what they do is they use it to help fill in the schedules every now and then. They have a gap in the schedules, or someone can't make it at short notice. I don't know, the babysitter hasn't turned up or whatever, and so the podcasts that I record for them get more than one airing, and that's good. And hopefully soon, who knows, we may be picking up some more listeners from East Renfrewshire, and I'm actually always going to try and bring them one or two artists in each podcast from their neck of the woods, just in case they haven't heard them, or to encourage them to go out and catch the artists live. So that's that. Don't think there's anything else I need to or particularly want to tell you, and my throat's getting dry. I need to pour myself a drink. So let's talk about the last band in this week's podcast. I heard this artist. I had the submission via Aerial Publicity, and sort of bundled away, thought, yeah, that's someone I've got to listen to. And then I heard this artist, indeed this song, played by Peter Clitheroe on Suffolk and Cool a few weeks ago, and I thought, yeah, that's fantastic. So I went and listened to the whole album, and in fact decided that the one song I really, really want to play is the same one that Pete played on Suffolk and Cool. So anyway, it's the Kathy Fleischman Band, and they're from Queens in New York. They've got an album out called The Second Took Even Longer. This song that I'm going to play, A Million Years Ago, is, I think, a little bit different from the rest of the album, which has a slightly more sort of country rock feel to me. We're supposed to compare the Kathy... We are supposed to compare the Kathy Fleischman Band with the Patti Smith Group, Lucinda Williams, Paul McCartney and Wings, Bonnie Raitt, Amy Mann. Influences are the Beatles, Bowie, Stones, they obviously like the Rolling Stones. This song that I'm going to play is fantastic. Now, you can find the Kathy Fleischman Band at their website. Where's the artist's website? www.kathyfleischman.com, KathyFleischman.com, and MySpace is myspace.com/the Kathy Fleischman Band. do go and check them out. Let's say their album, the second, took even longer. Probably their second album, I'm guessing. Well worth listening to, but this song, A Million Years Ago, fantastic.
Clouds will
Yes, so that's it. The end of the podcast, end of Electrical Language number 183. And you've heard some fantastic music this week, haven't you? Well, I think you have anyway. Music by HCB, by Paper Moon, by Almost Friday, by Stillman, by The Cut, and finally by the Kathy Fleischman Band. And as always, thanks to them and to their management and so on for making the music available to bring to you on this and other podcasts. And of course, thank you very much, listeners, for downloading and for listening. Back next week with a podcast for Pulse FM. Goodbye.
By Lipsy.